Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena, Nat.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Lots of eggplant texts already coming in.
Eggplant emojis.
Eggplant, someone's written, like literally written eggplant emoji.
Someone said it's the devil's cucumber. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. Clarify, please.
Why is a cucumber less evil?
I don't know. Yeah, good point.
Maybe it's because it goes so well with tomatoes, which is also the devil's fruit.
Oh, nice link there.
Yeah, it's early. I'm struggling.
So we are talking about eggplants, aubergines, whatever you want to call it. One of my favourite veggies.
Oh. So versatile. Yeah.
What have you brought us today?
So seasonal. Okay, so I've got two recipes. One is miso eggplant, which is on high rotation at our place, especially this time of year. Mm. And the other one is an eggplant bake with tomatoes and cheese. It's kind of like a parmigiana without having to crumb things.
Nice. Oh, yeah. We like that.
Messy.
Yeah, and time consuming, and frankly, I don't think it adds that much.
No.
Hot takes.
I know. Getting straight in there with the controversial topics. So we'll start off with the eggplant bake. Yeah, so this is a layered dish. I think it would be a really good thing to take to a barbecue or something, something prepped. Or a dinner party, or it's just something really nice and light to have with a big salad for dinner as well. So you need about, I think I used 4 large eggplants for this, and this would comfortably serve 6 for lunch or light dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So 4 large eggplants, you slice them into 2 centimeter rounds, and then you want to brush them with olive oil and season with salt and pepper, and I would just bake those in the oven. So
just as they are, basically.
Yeah, well, just brush with a little bit of nice olive oil. And because when you fry, I think it sucks up more oil and can make the dish pretty oily and heavy. So yeah, bake on 180 for until it's golden, maybe like 20 minutes on each side. Don't overcook them. And then while that's happening, you want to make a tomato sauce. So you could do this with canned tomatoes if you don't have fresh, but tomatoes are starting to be absolutely delicious this time of year. So I would try and use fresh if you could.
And in abundance.
Yes.
I feel like my mum's got about 50 at the moment. She's like, anyone want any?
Oh,
it's a good problem.
That's the dream to be given tomatoes, yeah. So I would do 12 large tomatoes. You could peel them if you want to, but I would just chop them up and fry them, cook them down a little bit.
Yes.
And then blitz them with a, the
stick blender. Yeah.
And then fry off an onion and some garlic. Add the tomato puree in and cook down a little bit. So you want it not to be too watery.
Mm.
This, I think, we were talking about this before. Tess was saying her problem is making the eggplants a bit mushy sometimes.
Mm. Yeah, having them thick, thickly sliced helps. And try not to drown them in oil too much because they do go quite soft then, which is also nice if that's what you're going for.
But that's the vibe. If it's not the vibe, it's...
We want a little structure here.
Yes, a little bit.
Cool. So you also need a little bit of mozzarella. So you can just use pizza mozzarella from the supermarket. You don't need to go fancy on this one.
Cool.
I have, and it was a little bit watery, so I'm sticking with the cheaper stuff. And a little bit of parmesan as well. And so you want to go a little bit of tomato sauce, layer of eggplants, tomato sauce, mozzarella, parmesan, eggplant. Tomato sauce, mozzarella, parmesan.
Oh my god.
Until
gosh.
You're done.
Yeah.
So you probably get about 3 layers out of that.
Cool.
And I always put a little bit of basil on each layer as well. It's really nice. And then you just bake it in the oven for 30 to 40 minutes until it's golden.
I'm definitely going to do this. This sounds
that
awesome.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Nice quick meal kind of.
Yeah.
Or like part of, component of meal.
Yeah, and it's really light and summery. And I was also thinking that you could do this with vegan cheese. It would be awesome as a vegan bake as well.
Yeah, heart out.
And so the next one is miso eggplant. This is one of my absolute faves. I don't think I've got it as good as when you get it out. But
I feel like it's impossible. I've tried it as well, and every single time I burn it. Without fail.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
Miso tends to burn really quickly, but also the how they get the eggplant super silky, but still good structure is a mystery.
I don't understand. Yeah, that is magic.
Okay, so this is where I'm at.
So the recipe is.
We're all learning together.
So this would serve two people. So you just need one large eggplant, so it's a pretty thrifty meal. And I would cut that into about a 4 centimetre slice. So you want thick rounds.
Okay.
And before you slice it, I peel down the side of the eggplant like 3 peels. So when you use chopsticks, you can break it up.
Ah.
Yeah, that's a little pro tip for you.
Nice.
So yeah, 4 centimetre rounds. And then I do fry this in a little bit of... I would use light flavoured olive oil.
Right.
And maybe a touch of sesame oil. And you want to do this quite low because you don't want heaps of browning on the eggplant.
Yeah.
And I would cover with a lid so it steams a little bit in the frying pan.
That's a good tip.
Because that's where you get that silky texture. And then... Well, that's frying, and that takes quite a long time. Like, I would give yourself half an hour to cook this eggplant really slowly.
Okay, that's a good tip. I think sometimes that is my problem with eggplant, is I sort of forget, then last minute just try and do it. It needs a bit of time.
It needs some, yeah.
Yeah.
You've got to be gentle.
Gentle with the eggplant.
So then you want to mix for the miso. You want to put your oven on to 180, and then for the miso, probably 1 tablespoon of miso, a splash of sesame oil, and a little bit of mirin, and maybe like a tablespoon of mirin, and then just mix it up. If it's quite thick, just add a little bit of water to thin it down a little bit. You kind of want tomato paste texture.
Got you.
Oh, nice.
If that's, yeah. Yeah.
It's and a good then, reference point.
Thank you. And then you just, so once your eggplant's cooked in the pan, take it out, put it onto a baking dish and just brush it with the miso and put it in the oven and watch it like a hawk because you don't want to burn it.
Yes, that is me. That is I.
Yeah. Would only take 10 minutes. But yeah, don't walk away and do something. You've got to kind of watch that. Watch that.
That is a pro tip.
Yeah, and then I would serve that with some rice and some greens and it's delicious.
That sounds... Ooh.
Oh, delightful. Is that what you were going to say?
We've become one brain.
We should have finished that sentence together. That would have been nice.
One food brain here. That does sound fantastic. Grizzy's also texted in to clarify why she calls it the devil's cucumber.
Oh, cool.
Apparently it's because we think it lures you in by looking so appealing with its magical colour, which is Grizzy's favourite colour, but it's heinous when cooked and tastes possessed. Well, maybe if you try these recipes, Grizzy, you might change your mind on that.
Oh, feel like that's harsh, Grizzy. I reckon give it another go.
Yeah, I reckon that eggplant's kind of a flavour sponge, so it's what you put on it, Grizzy.
I'm going to be trying out these recipes. They sound fantastic, Nat.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing it in this morning. It is pretty much eggplant season right now, is that right?
Yeah.
Cool,
yeah.
So it is a hearty time to get into it. Yeah,
definitely.
Awesome, Naz. Hey, have a lovely day and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
A big old cheer to